This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. You'd think if you're lucky enough to get away from police abuse in China and make it to the United States, your days of being abused by the police would be over. Unfortunately, Zhu Lu encountered Thomas Powell, an officer with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He arranged to meet her at her home where he fondled her and attempted to remove her clothing. She rejected his advances, and her application for asylum was denied. Ji Hao, who was seeking asylum for religious persecution, had the same lawyer as Zhu Lu. He warned her about Powell, whom he'd reported to the Justice Department. And when Ji Hao met Powell, the session was secretly videotaped. Powell slapped her on the buttocks and offered her asylum in return for sexual favors and $2,000. At a second recorded meeting, she gave him the money, and he was arrested and convicted. The women were granted asylum, and 14 years later, received $1.2 million. So while there can be police corruption anywhere in the U.S., there's a chance of restitution instead of retribution. This is Neil Chayet, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.